Good evening. Welcome to this conversation here tonight. This is questions and answers taken care of free. This is, as usual, a simulcast for the conference call. Please hang in here for a few minutes. We will be starting at the clock of 6 about. Thank you for being here. This is, by the way, it is, what is the month? September, October, the 7th, 2015. All right.
Today is my daughter's birthday, Heis. She turned 26 today.
What is it?
She turned 26 today.
Who is that?
My daughter.
Oh, all right. Happy birthday. I just clicked to another line over here. Happy birthday to you and your daughter. All right. And we had another caller join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
New Mexico, Ray.
Hey, Ray, then. Welcome. How are you doing tonight, brother?
Doing pretty good. Nothing better to do, or maybe this is the best thing I should be doing.
Yes.
I'm with you, Raiden. I'm with you.
Hey, Donna.
Yeah.
Will you please take the mic and greet people? I need to step to the side for a moment.
Yes, I will. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Well, Marilyn, I didn't get a chance to say hello to you as you came in.
Hi, Donna.
Hi there. Good evening and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Good evening. This is Terry in Dallas.
Hi, Terry in Dallas.
Hello, Donna.
Welcome to the call this evening.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi there.
Guess what?
Oh, I'll guess what.
Husband broke down. I have to leave and go boost tractors.
Oh, boy.
Life is fun. Life is fun. It gives a different adventure every day.
Yes, honey. That's why I keep a constant supply of the pens on hand, just in case.
Yeah. So, anyways, I'll try to call back on my other phone.
Okay, later. Wanda. All right. Good evening and
bless
welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location? Only if you want to.
This is Marilyn from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi there, everybody.
Yeah.
All right.
We've had another caller come in. Would you like to say your name and location? Only if you want to.
All right. It is 2 minutes till the hour, and welcome to all those at on BBS Radio joining in over here. Tonight is our questions answered call, and we wait still a moment for Wynn and Terry to show up.
And I'm just finishing up my chocolate cake. Yay!
Oh, yummy.
It was good. It was Black Forest.
Mm-hmm.
Is it your birthday, too?
Well, we're at...
Every
ahead,
day,
honey.
Right?
Wolf in Delaware.
Who is this, from Delaware?
Wolf in Delaware.
Hey, Wolf. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jim in New Jersey.
Hi, Jim. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, everyone.
Well, today I couldn't be with my daughter for her birthday, so I promised to eat cake on the same day as her.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Bob from Chico.
Hey, my brother Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing damn good today. Hi. Thank you very much.
All right.
My brothers and sisters are doing well, too.
Oh, good. Hi, Bob.
Hello, hello.
Good evening and welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, Heis. It's Eric in Santa Fe.
Hi, Eric. Good to hear your voice. How are you doing?
Good and great. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Hi, Eric.
And more people joined in. Welcome to the call. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Bonnie in Corona.
Welcome back, Bonnie. How are you doing?
Well, very good today.
All right. And somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Helen, Virginia.
I picked up Helen. Hi, Helen. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here. And who else joined in?
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, hi, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don. And also welcome back, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. More people join in. Welcome. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Marshall from Chicago, Illinois.
My friend Marshall, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Thank you for being here.
I'm glad to be here.
All right. I believe we had more people join in. Please say your name and location.
Hi, guys. This is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Hi, Terry.
Hello. All right. Now, Terry, what's Monday evening? Is it tiring for you? The session?
It was some, yes. Yeah.
Hey, I want to say thank you so much for giving all you're giving to us, Terry.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That was a lot of channeling.
Yeah. Ditto. All right. And I welcome to the next call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to, we welcome you.
Yeah, Terry, I would like to say thank you to you also. I was muted when you came in, but hello.
Hi.
And to all those who came in, hello to you, too.
Hello, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
All right.
I didn't want you all to hear me smacking my lips over that cake.
Oh, please, Donna, stop it now. Use a napkin.
Oh, goodness. Now you tell me.
Yeah, you're drooling.
I was.
You make me drool.
Yeah, I had to send a text to my daughter and tell her I enjoyed her birthday cake.
Don't take it. Don't talk about it anymore.
I know.
What kind of cake was it?
I'll
it
be
was
rooting
black
for forest.
Oh, okay.
Good evening. No welcome bad. To the conference call. You may.
Can you hear me?
You hear you loud and clear.
No, I can't hear you.
You sound like the guy from Sedona.
There's no bad cake.
How is the quality today?
It is better, yes.
Pretty good.
Pretty good? Terry said it was a little, about 20% distorted.
You know, it did hear a little, like a little crackling in the background when you speak, only when you speak.
Okay. I mean, I got my ozone machine running.
You need to spray some water on your mic.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that if I was you.
All right. We had a few more people join in. Welcome to the call. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
My name is Robert from North Carolina.
Hello, Robert. Welcome.
Thanks. Hello.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
This is Jim from Texarkana.
Sedona, Jim. I do believe
Hi.
I recognize your voice.
Oh, no. It never gives itself away. Of course not.
Thank you for being here, Jim.
Hi, everybody. Love you all.
Right.
Hi, Jim. Hello, Jim. We love you, too.
Thank you.
And more people have joined in. Welcome to you all. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
This is Steve from West Palm Beach.
I did pick out Steve. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the call, my friends.
Thank you.
And I heard a lady's name, or a lady's voice from California. Who is that?
Anna from San Jose, California.
Hi, Anna. Welcome. How are you?
Good, thanks.
So wait, but your name is Anna, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you've been with us before. You also have your own practice, right?
Might have been a different Anna.
Okay. I thought you had a website, no? All right, another lady from San Jose. But thank you for being here, Anna.
Have you been with us before, Anna?
Yes. I called in. I don't usually ask any questions, so.
All right.
Anna?
That's okay. You can be shy.
It's Anna.
We'll make up for it.
Marilyn will make up for it.
Yeah. I'll for you.
That's right.
Welcome to the call, Ron.
Hello, this is Ron in Mountain Grove, Missouri.
Thank you.
Hi, Ron.
Hey.
You know,
hi, Ron.
Marilyn and I speculated on what our past life was.
Should I think we were married. I think we were married.
But and you that was probably in the lifetime where you got a STD divorce.
Wait a second. I didn't think we were married. I thought you ran a house with ill repute.
I think we were married.
That's what I think.
But I wouldn't have mind having one of those.
Yeah, at least you probably had a good income.
Yes, absolutely. And a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Only ill repute in the eyes of the beholder.
Hello.
Exactly. And my husband was pure fun.
Hello.
Listen, I want you guys to know, I want everyone to know this really is a spiritual call, okay?
Don't walk away.
Don't walk away yet.
All right, I want to welcome the person who just come on board. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Dharmananda.
Hi, Dharmananda. Welcome, my friend.
Sorry I'm late.
Hello.
Hi, Dharmananda. Hello, daughter.
And, you know, in the meantime, it is 6:07 California time. I welcome all those on BBS Radio. And what a beautiful day.
Is Terry there?
Yes. I'm here.
Okay, I know Terry's not ready.
No. So. Oh, no. That's the way to be.
Once you're ready, then you're done, right? You don't want that.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Well, right. You know, Terry and I are both pretty shy. I just have more bravado.
You have more fast forward.
Except Terry, without Terry, I would just sound like a salesman, right?
Yeah. I don't think if it makes any difference having Terry around.
Well, now that I said the S word. Hang on a second.
Are you ready to mute, Ben?
Hang on. I'm just looking for something here.
Right.
Is Chris on the line?
I have not seen him yet.
Okay.
He's probably packing his suitcase.
Is John on the line?
Yes, here.
John's here. Anything important for us to hear today?
Oh, you know, this is the wrong question to ask, Quinn.
Actually,
right, John?
I sent you a question.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, because it really involves Fred Brooks, and it's really Fred Brooks' question.
But you can't ask
it's a serious, serious question we need to know the answer to.
We do?
Yes, we do.
You know what, John? We've answered 20 serious questions that we needed to know the answer to, but you haven't changed yet. You're still the same, John. You need to when you ask a question, and the next week you say, "Oh my God, I feel different. I got a job." You know, I say, "Oh my God, he asked the right question."
but this is for Fred Brooks. This is for him, really.
Well, why are you asking somebody else's question?
Because it involves me, but it also involves him and everyone else on the planet, basically.
I see.
It's really that important. Look, read your email.
Okay, hi.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Thank you for being here, John.
John, I only love you. I only do that because I love you. And because so does everyone else. it's good for you to speak in front of people. Because actually, if you ever figure out the right things to say, you'll be absolutely brilliant, touching, and wise. Did you know that? No, don't unmute them. All right.
Here we go. It's 2015.
Okay.
This conference is being recorded.
October 7th, 2015. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And just a moment here. I want to see. I didn't get John's question. This is the show where we ask our sources your questions. And thank you all for being here. Thanks, all of you, for asking questions. You know, it's very unusual to do this kind of session live because, you know what, we can't edit it. And I don't know what they're going to say any more than you do. And, I mean, just the fact that we're, how would I say it, talking to a source in other dimensions, you know, sometimes it comes in at all different levels. It's always positive, at least from my perspective, and it's always wise. But they kind of match the level of the question. And some people might think, how could they be who they say they are? And why do they have time to answer some of these silly questions, okay? And you know what? Because we're silly down here. We're silly and we're naive and we're programmed and it's like it's okay to be all those ways. And it's nice to have clarification. And it's nice that they and I mean, if you see how they operate, if you actually watch over time, they really care, and they say this over and over again, that it's a rare opportunity to interface in this realm, and they're not looking for us to worship them, or to supplicate to them. It's like they are looking for opportunities that we can learn how to expand ourselves. And as many of you have discovered, by partaking of the energies on this call, you have expanded. You've learned to accept yourself. You've learned to accept your weaknesses and your frailties and your insecurity. And piece by piece, you're gaining the wisdom and the strength to be above them. And it goes for me as well, because I'm not better than anyone else. I'm just one of you who happens to be good at this job. And I don't want to be on a pedestal. That's okay. You can put me on a pedestal, but it won't do you any good because what difference? What can I do? We're here together. You know, we're in a very treacherous world right now, and I'm in the same world you're in, and I've come to the conclusion that by lifting our consciousness, it allows us to move into a higher level. Maybe not have to come back into this realm for a while, unless we choose to. It allows us to change the world around us. That's probably the biggest thing, because when you learn to hold a higher space in yourself, the world around you, the people around you, will start to respond to that. It's not about believing in something. It's not about believing in the Elohim or Jesus or inhale to hold the Christ of energy inside you. And it's something that you can't learn in your mind. You can't read a book and say, this is how you do it. You could read a book that inspires you. And hopefully there's inspiration on this call. There's inspiration in our books. And there's inspiration in the services people like Ed Spina and Fred Brooks provide people. And by the way, I had a conversation with Ed Spina today. And I told him, you know, so many of you have had phenomenal results with Ed. And I get your emails. And it blew me away, probably blew him away as well, how much he's impacted people. Because I think he's probably, I'm sure this is true, he's had a better impact on the people in our group than anyone he's ever done sessions for. Because I think the reason is, first of all, he's got the Elohim working with him. Second of all, the people in the group are already opened up on the calls, and they're not so skeptical that something like that can be. But so I gave Ed a couple of suggestions today, and you know, and one of them was, why don't you make up a gift certificate so people can give your sessions as gifts to other people. And it's, you know, a lot of you are on these calls want to have people that you love and care about, and it's very hard to get them to understand what goes on the call. But I'll bet you some of them might change drastically if they get a session with Ed. So he said, well, that's a great idea. And, of course, so watch for that. We're going to be implementing that. And another suggestion I made to Ed was, why don't you make a deal for a couple so that one person doesn't get all spaced out and the other one is saying, where do you go? You know? So I think my theory is that it'll help two people get along better and get over some of the kinds of lower aspects that can come up in relationships. And so he said, well, that's a great idea. So watch for that coming out in the future. And the other thing I spoke with Ed about was, why don't you give people who get readings an opportunity to give a dollar or two to make a fund for people that can't afford readings, or not readings, sessions. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Ed does, what would I call it? He's able to transfer energy into your body from wherever, you know, he does it over the phone or over the ethers, but talking to you on the phone. And he's amazing. People tell me it felt like their organs had a massage, they had psychic surgery, what else do they say? It's just, and it tends to stick. It's not like, some people do come back and they have multiple sessions with them, but many people don't. He gives people a little audio tape that you can play and reiterate the energy of the session he did. And, you know, with all that I'm talking about, I should have done a commercial. I should have put a link to Ed at the bottom of today's email. But I didn't know I was going to say this. So if some of you feel like you're interested in this service, and he only charges $40, and he is really a good guy. He really holds people. And it took me a long time to get to the point of recommending him this enthusiastically. So what I'm going to do is write down his phone number, OK? Okay. And here, wait a second. And, wrong head. The phone number is 954-415-3490. And he answers a lot, but he returns his calls quickly. And his web page is Energy Terry. Terry, are you there? Hi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, okay. I think it's energycenterclearing.com. Energy Center Clearing. But if that's not it, email me and I'll let you know. And his phone number is 954. Wait a second. 415-3490. And he just talks to you over the phone. He's able to expand his space into your space so that he has a team that helps him. And, you know, before I recommended him, I asked our sources, and they said, absolutely, they enthusiastically endorsed him, and maybe he's an Elohim soul, but you won't be sorry. Particularly if you're in a place where you're stuck and you don't have motivation, which is the name of one of our questions tonight, and, you know, his energy can boost you over the top. And, that's my commercial. Oh, am I finished with my commercials? I'm not going to read this email, but I had one of the most spectacular testimonials for the ozone machine. And, you know, we've only put a handful out there. And people think, you know, it's more expensive than anything else we've ever sold. People think, oh, you know, a long time before they spend that much money. Most of us think a long time. And it's like, I'll tell you, you won't be sorry if you get this machine. It's like, I'm going to do ask everyone who bought one for a testimonial. And I'm just going to see how many people really loved it and how many people thought it was bad and how many people hated it. One thing is that happens to some people is, this is not for most people, but occasionally if somebody's energy is backed up in their body, and they're in difficult health, when the oxygen starts going into your system, starts a cleansing reaction, and there may be an initial negative to it. And I tell people, don't take a lot. Engage how your body responds. It doesn't happen for most people, but it does happen occasionally, and particularly if you're fragile and in fragile health. So, now here, let me just, but look at today's email, all right, and you'll get more, okay? All right. Hang on. I'm just getting all my questions lined up. And, all right, Terry, let's get going. You ready? Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself and everyone on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energies of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. So right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us we create a protected space that only the positive have access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are happy to be with you this day, the 7th of October, 2015. We take a moment and we settle in and we take a moment to contact each and every person to move into their field who wishes to be touched or communicated with. And as such, as we move into the field, we can hear the things that you wish, that you intend, the changes for your own life. We do not come through the telephone line or the computer. We come directly to you, and we are here. Do you have questions?
Yes. First question here. Good question from Robert in North Carolina. I have noticed that if I advocate for myself, even calmly and effectively, sometimes I experience a resulting sense of shame. This is true mostly if I believe I'm being treated unfairly. A friend of mine said to me, that's the shame of the self-advocacy loop. My friend apparently had a name for it, as if it were a common enough thing to name. But it brought to mind the memory of times when I had felt shamed after standing up for myself. Why do we experience a sense of shame when we look after ourselves and practice peaceful assertiveness? That's a really good question. Thank you, Robert. And let me turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. There has been a time on your track in the past lives that there has been an attempt to shame you when you stand up for yourself. And this is not a valid subject, not a valid thing. It was addressed toward you, and it made you feel shamed. In the time of the now, it is being brought to the forefront so you can clear it. It is really good that you are facing this and questioning this, because it is a programmed response. It is not something that you need to carry forward. When you have a valid thing that you are promoting, a valid feeling, and you experience shame, it is something that has happened, been programmed earlier on in your past lives, and then in this life, it has been triggered. It is, now that it is triggered, a good time to attempt to clear it. It is more complicated than we are explaining. And so observation can come in to help you with this. As you look at it, meditate on it, and see what sensations are connected with it, then you can work to find out all you can about it and see where it leads. Does it lead to other pictures?
Thank you. There was a time in human history when humans were subjugated and expected to follow authority and even be slaves. And I would imagine if one had a lifetime in that period, I mean, it's still true in this period, it just manifests differently. But if one had a lifetime in that period, when that was more overt subjugation, would that be, and if one was going to stand up for themselves and affirm themselves, they probably got severely reprimanded. Is that connected to Robert's question?
Yes.
Okay.
When one experiences shame, there needs to be some agreement within himself to bring that forward. And if he can observe and see all the sensations, all the pictures connected with it, he will find out more data and then learn to let that go. Revel in the fact that you can experience it and know you're experiencing it and know that there is something about it that is not right, and you can get a handle on it to begin to set it aside. But it is very good that you are looking at it.
And I do think that's a very, he's talking about a very common trait that I don't believe anyone ever asked that question before. So thank you for seeing it clearly enough to put it into a question, Robert. Your second question, please ask it again, okay? Now I encourage people to ask questions, and my inbox is overflowing. Okay, this is from Bob Travers in Chico, okay? I fit most of your description of a wanderer, and ask if I am a wanderer, first of all.
Yes. You are recognizing yourself in this category. And in the recognition, you can begin to spot incidences in your daily life that indicate, yes, you are on the thread. One of the instances is that you are interested in this work. You are interested in the higher levels. You are interested in what's out there. You are interested in the welfare of others and helping others.
Thank you. And if anyone's on the call that doesn't know what a wanderer is, it's the terminology that I first came on in the Carla Ruckert material, which the Ra group describes. The Ra group is a group soul in another dimension with hundreds of millions of individual souls, and they act to help planetary populations at lower levels evolve. And they can ultimately graduate this realm where they're not subject to having to reincarnate here anymore. And according to the Ra group, there's 70 million of their group that have chosen to take bodies again to help lift the vibration here. And when someone does that, very likely they're going to forget that they did it. And when they get here, they tend to feel like they don't belong. They can't find their purpose. And, of course, their purpose is to be of service to this realm. And they're not interested in what everyone else is interested in. So if you feel that way, then you can, you know, run that by your own consciousness and say, maybe that's me. And quite a few people are wanderers that don't have a clue until they suddenly hear this explanation and they said, wow, that's me. Robert, I might put off your second question, okay? And I'll move on here. Now, Jim in Medford asked this question about Jesus and Mary, whether Mary was his birth mother. I'm not going to ask the question. I'm not going to, like, try to rewrite the history of Jesus. And I don't even think our sources would. The thing about Christianity, like many other religions, is there's positive aspects to it. There's wisdom in it. And that history gets distorted. But many people believe in that history, and they use it as a way to evolve themselves, some of them, and some of them actually reach higher dimensions using traditional religion. So I don't want to ask our sources to, take away the tradition of something that works for someone. It takes something away. It makes them have doubt about their own faith. And it can also create negative attacks on our work, because this work doesn't require anyone to believe anything particular. There's no belief pattern here. We're learning as we go, and so I'm not going to ask the question. But thank you, Jim. And if you ask the question about how do we connect with the Christ consciousness, how do we connect with Jesus if we want to, or the difference between Jesus and the Bible, you can ask questions like that, but not rewriting specific history of Jesus in a way that takes away, that might take away from the scriptures that so many multi-millions of people are using as a roadmap to find God, okay? Look at Cleo in Connecticut. I don't know if our sources are familiar with Oregon energy, but if there's something called organite, and it's a little plasticky, epoxy-looking thing that's got little swirly spirals of metal in it. I see people selling them at some of the shows, and they have organite things that go to the clouds and supposedly blast chemtrails and split them apart. And there's people that are very dedicated to this, that really believe that it works. There's a guy that on our calls rides around on his bicycle and puts these organite things everywhere just to help lift the environment, and people are taught to do that. So I don't want to take away from the people that are doing that, but can our sources tell us anything about orgone energy? And can it be actually used to offset negative effects of chemtrails and weather modification? And that's from Cleo in Connecticut.
Thank you. In the composition of chemtrails, there are different metals, and they are formulated to work together. So what the organite does is it sends a particular frequency to help the metals from not combining. And so some of the effects of the chemtrails combining are negated. However, there is still the chemical compositions that have an effect. It does not disappear the aluminum and the strontium. It does not disappear it. However, its energy prevents the combining of it in certain ways, which is helpful.
How does the organite do that? I mean, it's just a little... I should look it up and read what it is. It's like
by
a cloud
emitting,
bus or something. Go ahead.
Emitting a frequency that inhibits the chemicals from developing nucleuses of the combinations of the metals in the clouds. So it does have a beneficial effect in that way. However, it does not eliminate the aluminum or the metals that have been dispersed from the plane.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is it a worthwhile cause for people to be putting organite everywhere? Why didn't I ask that? Probably is, but I don't want to ask it because there's people in our group that are doing it and they believe in it, so it's probably
it is
enough for
it is helpful to some degree.
Yeah, okay. And next question here is, let me see here. This is from Steve in Wyoming.
Steve?
During silent, Steve. Steve in Wyoming.
Okay.
And this is someone you'll have to tune into to answer his question, okay? It's kind of a lot of experience he has. During silent meditation, I have periods where thought is absent. During these brief moments, I suddenly become aware of things that I don't otherwise see. I see them out of the corner of my mind's eye. Often they are a person or an entity. Sometimes they are objects I have never seen. One example, I observed a woman, wrinkly with bloodshot eyes and crazy black frizzy hair, sitting down to pray with me. In another example, I saw a room-sized glass globe on a stand with a golden Egyptian figurine in it. These images are always fleeting in that as soon as I try to look closer at them, they're no longer there. That's why I say it's like seeing something out of the corner of my eye. Also, these feel very different than imagination or a wandering mind. I am aware of details, like whether the entities are male or female. Sometimes they are moving or interacting with me, and sometimes they do not have any facial appearance. The object visions are in full color, have direction, left, right, big, small. The things feel very real and sometimes have movement. To date, all of these events have been very peaceful, positive, and good, although one thing scared me because it was unusual. I said a little prayer for protection. It was the unusual different nature that scared me rather than any negative force. I believe I am getting a glimpse into another realm during these silent meditations. Do you have any comments or suggestions regarding this phenomenon? Thank you. Steve,
thank
you.
Thank you. Yes, when you see out of the corner of your eye these visions actually do exist and are being presented to you. Some of them come from your past and are coming forward to display themselves in the present in your meditation. Some of them are actually like the woman with the black judge's hair was actually a visitor that came for the specific purpose of the coincidence of your attention on her and her attention on you brought forth her vision, and then it moved on. These experiences where you move out of your own field, your own matrix, can bring in other visions, other things from other realms. Sometimes it is something from the past, which is still in the space which you are in. So this is an advancement that as your gifts and your expertise increase and your awareness increase, you will be able to learn more about them, and they will be able, you will be able to interface with them to a greater depth.
Thank you. Next question is from Beth in Ithaca, New York. What is our best strategy against the dark energy causing stuckness and lack of motivation and health and addiction issues that many people are facing? For those of us on these calls, it raises our vibration just to be listening. But what can we do for others through thoughts and envision? How do we help friends and family to individually take charge and clear and relinquish that dark energy of the universe to transmit? Thank you, Beth. You know, Beth, I just want to say that idea of giving somebody a gift of a clearing from Ed Stina is like a way, without trying to talk to them or explain it to them, it gives them the opportunity to have an experience of a lifted energy that they may never have, and then it may make them reach for more, and then you can invite them to our calls and say, those energies are on our calls. It may be a way to make a difference. That was just my quick comment. Let me turn it over to our sources. Thank you.
Thank you. In general, each person has their own matrix, their own reasons, their own connections that are very individual. There is a general through the populace malaise that comes about when people do not have enough money and they do not have the excitement that they can obtain their goals, that they will be able to even maintain their lifestyle. And this can, in general, bring a large group into malaise. But each person has their own individual connection with that, if you call it depression, or a lack of excitement about the future. And each one is different.
Thank you. Next question is from Yvonne. And, you know, it's interesting, Yvonne, because I have asked this question before. And maybe I'll ask a question, and I'll give some of the previous information about it, and then we'll turn it over to our sources. And the question is, do you have any light to shed upon the fear the terrorists may be successful in obtaining a nuclear bomb and then using it upon a country it hates. Recent news has reported that there was a group of terrorists who tried to buy material to make such a weapon but were thwarted. Can our prayers prevent this from ever manifesting? Thanks for your very interesting show. Well, Yvonne, I just wanted to say, if you are familiar with my story and my sister's healing, where this was in 2002, this was the first time I ever had a personal experience. I was just in the beginning stages of having conversations with this voice that said they were the Elohim. Now, I didn't know who they were. I said they could be the Elohim. I knew they were really wise. I knew they were astute. And I felt they were positive, but I was evaluating. And then my sister had this healing because I asked them to help her. Now, I wish some people think that I can ask them anytime and they'll do anything I say. And there were a lot of circumstances about this that were unique because I can't do that. You can do it, and that's why we have these shows, because it puts you in a direct rapport with them. And when my sister had that clearing, I knew it was them that did it. There was no other explanation. And I said, how did you do that? And they said, we projected a filter into her blood, and we took the lupus out. And definitely her lupus had disappeared, and lupus never goes away. So at a later point, I asked them, if there was a nuclear bomb that was going to go off, can you guys stop that from happening? And then they said they could if enough people asked. And basically, they look at the planetary population as one being. All of us make up one being. And they kind of weigh how positive or negative that being is. And it gives them the permission to be able to do interventions. And it also came up that a nuclear weapon going off is upsetting in other dimensions as well as this one. And that there have been ET groups that have involved themselves in stopping nuclear things from happening. And they do it because it's in their best interest for it not to occur. And those are the things that I understand about this. In that case, let me turn it over to our sources and they can comment on the question. Thank you.
Thank you. One of the easiest ways to prevent this is to create synchronicities of disconnection so that if one thing needs to be connected to another for a procedure or a plan to go forward is to create a hitch along the way where one thing needs to follow the other, but to make a gap that people don't get together, that needed to get together, that people don't get materials that they needed to get. It is the easiest to stop it in that manner. We wish that the individuals that are building these things, and this happens sometimes, that individuals that are building these things don't make the trigger quite right or put something in there to prevent it from going off. It is a disaster when a nuclear weapon does go off, and we seek to stop nuclear explosions from happening. It is possible to stop it. However, we do recognize that there are people out there, terrorists, that are attempting to get these materials. It is a very difficult situation. Prayer can do a lot to stop such things.
Does prayer work in the area of the synchronicities?
In the whole area, it does. To make it difficult for these actions to be going forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what? It's 6:56. Let's see, I got a message from Janine. Okay. Janine, you must have dialed the wrong number. Okay? Check again. Or email me, and I'll tell you what the right number is. Rosia, that's your comment. And Rich Buckley, if you ask your question next week, I'll answer it. And John, you can't ask the question for someone else. They have to ask the question, okay? Or else you have to generalize the question. So it's not for a specific person, but anyone who might be doing something similar to Fred. Like, how does one introduce this concept, okay? Maria, about your life purpose, ask again next week, but make sure I know your city, because that helps them tune in to you. And I think we covered, let me just say, I think we covered most of the questions tonight. Okay? So, all right. I thank you all for being here. And I thank Terry. Let's bless the earth. Let's think of healing energy for the earth. You know, when we do our calls on Sunday, you can reiterate the energy yourself during the week anytime you want and help help. You're in part of every time you think of it, every time you think that thought, you're changing the universe. So please do. And on that note, thank you.
All callers are unmuted. All callers are unmuted.
Thank you very much, Wynn.
Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
Love you all.
Thanks, everybody.